welcome everyone to tonight's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is on developing your chapter action plan. Join Todd Elvin, CCL's action coordinator, for a training that's going to provide a thorough action guide organized across our levers of political will that your chapter is going to be able to use to plan and coordinate your areas of focus for the year ahead. And again, we trust that you, as the group leader, will do what's appropriate for your own local politics and the expanse of your volunteer resources. So with that, though, let me tee up the wonderful T. Todd Elvins, our featured speaker tonight. Dr. Elvins holds a PhD in engineering from UC San Diego, where he spent a decade teaming with Earth, ocean, and space scientists at their supercomputer center before 15 years working in the industry. And with CCL, Todd's role is including that of supporting all of our 50-plus action teams, developing our wonderful action sheets and resources like what we'll be reviewing tonight, as well as supporting a Grass Tops engagement. And after all that, he still makes time in the morning to surf with the Dawn Patrol. And to do that, we're going to have a chance to run through initially some actions for everyone, and then we'll march down the five levers. So let's get started. If you wanted to follow along with us again, you can follow the actual chapter action guide. Feel free to visit side by side with us. We'll walk through this as we go through tonight, but know that there's actually a specific guide that you can download. If you just search in community for chapter action guide, it should be the top hit, and it's really an editable document, you know, a Word doc that you can use in your own computer then to map out and really be able to highlight your own local notes as you go through it with your chapter. And we recommend really one of the best ways to do this is actually in your next chapter meeting, or if you have a steering committee with just the leadership, really starting to put pen to paper and think through each of these again, as you have time and resources, how that actually looks locally for you. So know that that document is available here with that featured page on community to support your planning.
That first page of the chapter action guide is really a good guide for new chapters and small chapters. So if you're a new chapter or small chapter, spend most of your time looking at that first page because those are the most important things. And then after that first page, there's one page for every one of the five levers of political will. There's going to be too many things to do for a new chapter or small chapter. So just stay focused on that first page.
So with that, let's jump in. So the first two things that you notice on the chapter action guide, the top category really highlights what we are looking forward to in the year ahead with some major CCL-related events in the year 2020, starting with our big conservative climate lobby day, the inaugural run in DC, coming up at the beginning of February, followed then and already actually by our in-district lobby drive for this year. It says February and March, but really any in-district lobby planning, and we'll get into that a little bit more with the lobbying lever in a bit, that happens between now and April, that is really the whole scope of this spring's focus for getting a in-district meeting with your member of Congress's office. We also have the huge 50th anniversary of Earth Day to look forward to as a big opportunity that you can plan around a lot of your different levers in April. And then, of course, we have both the June and the November conferences in DC. June this year will be June 7th through the 9th, and November will be November 16th and 17th. So again, already starting to think through who you can send from your chapters to those big events in DC. We'd love to help support you. And again, depending on where you're at, there might be local or regional resources to even financially make sure that first-time attendees can get there and catch that democracy bug that all of us have really been able to be infused with our own attendance there. And then, of course, obviously the election as well in November. And we'll play more into that with the lobbying lever. So the last thing I'll just highlight, and then I'll pass it actually over to Todd, is, again, if we were to boil down the chapter action guide for 2020 into four bullets, here they are. You can grow your chapter, continuing to make it a fun, lively experience, you know, orienting and engaging new people, re-energizing your roster, helping think through how you can divide and conquer with your group and sharing in that work across multiple fronts that are important and relevant for you. You can engage those community leaders in your own area and really research who you think is going to have the most impact in moving your member of Congress towards support for the Energy Innovation Act, and then begin approaching them, developing that relationship, having an educational conversation, and also continuing to think through how you can include them in your own lobby meetings. And then we also want to focus on mobilization and diversification. So again, we often talk about mobilization. That really means getting a lot of people to do light lifts and trying to coordinate as many voices as you can at the table. And what that looks like this year as far as a new tool is something called our monthly calling campaign. We just rolled it out. It's a great opportunity for group members, perhaps in your chapter, that you know don't have the time to show up for your monthly meeting, but at least would have 5 minutes a month to actually make a call to continually keep that constant drumbeat up with your member of Congress to act on climate. If you're curious about the monthly calling campaign tool, I recommend searching in community just for monthly calling campaign. There's a great training we just ran on that. You can find the tool there too. And we really recommend highlighting how you can generate more calls with your chapter and getting people enrolled, even if they aren't showing up for your meetings with that approach. Continuing to build support across all of our other actions and really diversifying your own group. Look around your chapter next meeting. Who's not there that should be still? How can you bring more conservatives, more youth, more people of color, more frontline communities, whatever it might be, members that haven't shown up yet or could be more engaged? We really recommend finding ways that your group can brainstorm and bringing and widening that tent. And then lastly, we just want to also highlight, start with the easy actions, right? Again, I think we've already spoken a little bit about this, but you don't have to go for the bigger actions first, only as time allows and your chapter capacity really grows to accommodate that. So with that, I'll actually pass it to you, Todd, and we'll jump into the levers.
Let's jump into group development or chapter development. This includes recruiting new volunteers and training and engaging new and existing volunteers. Giving volunteers responsibility, recognition, and appreciation will keep them coming back to meetings, as you know. Group development is also organizing a chapter. One goal here is to divide and share the work. So we'll talk more about that in just a minute. And as you know, as your chapter grows and starts to have a critical mass, another goal is to start to build teams, action teams, around your key point volunteers. All right, so let's talk about making a plan for engaging new volunteers. In your 2020 chapter action plan, decide how you will orient new people. Will you ask veteran volunteers to take new people to coffee, or will you periodically offer a special orientation session? You might also consider holding a climate advocate training. As part of your plan, be sure that all of your volunteers know where to find training and resources on community. Also plan how you will engage new volunteers and give them some small, easy tasks to do right away to get them engaged. Once you've determined their interests and their skills, you might ask them to be helpers to your veteran volunteers or join one of your chapter's action teams. To keep volunteers coming back, be sure to plan to have some fun. Plan ways to appreciate everyone's work, build camaraderie, work in groups, and set aside special time for people to talk to each other and get to know each other. Continuing on the topic of chapter development, you may want to include in your 2020 chapter action plan a social event, a party, or a meeting in a restaurant. Be sure to reconnect with volunteers who you haven't seen in a while at your chapter meetings and invite them to participate in your social events and to come to your next meeting. When a new person joins your chapter, plan that an experienced volunteer will call them within a few days to get them engaged right away. Importantly, plan to divide the work. Don't try to do everything yourself or have a few volunteers doing all the work. You want to divide the work as evenly as you can across all of the volunteers in your chapter. Make a list of all your planned 2020 activities and ask someone to take charge of each one. You can then engage new people by asking them to be helpers for each of the activities. As you keep doing this, you will be growing teams around your point people, and eventually you can plan to have an action team in your chapter for each lever of political will. One last thing on chapter development. At CCO, we're working to increase our social media strength, so plan to ask everyone in the chapter to follow CCL's account on their favorite social media platform and then post about the climate work the chapter is doing in their own social media accounts. If there's someone to run it, plan to set up a Twitter or a Facebook account for your chapter.
And for lobbying actions, you know, again, so we're talking a lot already kind of intersectionally about how these all tie together. Obviously, the key thing with lobbying is continuing to build and deepen that relationship with your member of Congress. The action guide really has three distinct areas that this year we're recommending, you know, key to lobbying actions. First and foremost, if you're in a group yet that doesn't have an active liaison, we'd love to make sure to help you get one of those and really support new people that are growing into that role. Amy Bennett is available at amy@citizensclimate.org for any questions on liaisons. She has a wonderful liaison support call that I know looking on the attendance tonight, many people are already actively with. And then, you know, as you are already with, you know, this relationship development business with your member, really take a moment to evaluate your approach. Where are you at? You know, where are things working? Where could things work better? And what evidence in your group's assessment is most important to your member of Congress that you're currently really missing? Whether it's, again, constituent support, you know, grass top support, more media that's generated, really take a moment to think through where is it that you can generate more evidence that's going to be most pivotal in moving that member forward. And then building on that, you also, as we've just been highlighting, can distinguish between next steps for your representative. If they're already a co-sponsor with 75 now on the books, where we want to build that relationship afterwards. And really a lot of the key details on that are keeping thanking them for their co-sponsorship. So even though they have done one action, continuing to affirm them and acknowledge the big lift that they had and putting their neck out there with calls, emails, letters, letters to the editor, you name it, continuing to collect constituent thank yous, keep getting endorsements to leverage so that this is supported throughout their district so that they don't feel alone in that. Even asking your newspapers in district to write an editorial praising the member, continuing to use their sponsorship or the co-sponsorship in a way to educate your public now on, you know, why they've supported it and, you know, really make the case, you know, for them being the climate champion that they are. And then even kind of having some fun parties where you could invite your member of Congress to, you know, an occasion in district to offer the opportunity to highlight their leadership on climate. If they're not a co-sponsor yet, you know, clearly a lot of the supporting asks that we already have are available in community for you to find out not only what their reservations are about the bill, but how they can move up through that support for our advocacy ladder. And then also clearly, our goal this year is going to be getting a Senate companion bill reintroduced. So how we can do that across the relationships we have with Senate offices is going to be crucial. And then that last area of focus for lobbying, and then we'll stop for more Q&A and brainstorm here. I love how much we already have a brain trust on a lot of these discussions, is just thinking strategically about in-district lobbying. So Todd's already mentioned this earlier. Again, how can we bring community leaders, especially to these meetings this spring with your local group? And who is trusted by your member that you can bring with you? Obviously helping support them, rehearse ahead of time, thinking through who that could be. It's a balance, obviously, of who's available and interested, as well as, you know, who might be persuasive for your member. That's a dance that all of us are trying to really find the best path forward on. And we'd love to, you know, hear what's been working well or what are some challenges. But that's a key area as well. And then lastly, the one thing that we do want to highlight too, especially with 2020, you know, clearly this is a campaign year on not only the presidential level, but on every single House seat and on one third of the Senate seats. So get to know who's running for Congress, attend their town halls, candidate forums. You know, as a nonpartisan organization, we're not going to be outright, you know, in front of, you know, any kind of endorsement or throwing our weight behind a specific candidate. But we do encourage you to get to know who is in your field and build those relationships regardless of what party to really continue to be a resource for them.
All right, let's talk about generating media. This has to do with influencing the climate conversation in your local traditional media outlets. We'll talk a little bit about social media, but we're mostly going to focus on traditional media in this section. Traditional media outlets are primarily newspapers, both online and paper, and also include radio and television. In your 2020 chapter action plan, set a goal for the number of letters to the editor and op-eds your chapter will submit and publish. If your newspaper has reduced the size of its opinion page, which a lot of newspapers are doing these days, be sure to try out CCL's online LTE tool to write to smaller and online papers and to submit to multiple papers at once. I know when I put my address into the LTE tool, it comes back with 30 local newspapers, and I can most of them are small. Also in your plan, your chapter action plan, plan some fun ways for your writers to write every month. If your chapter doesn't already have a media manager, plan to find someone interested in media work and mark them as your media manager in the chapter roster tool. Also plan to meet an editor or the editorial board of your local newspaper sometime during 2020. Earth Week coming up is a great time of the year to do that. You know what to do when your writers get published. There's lots to do. First of all, celebrate, share your publication with Congress, and file a field report. If you haven't already, designate a volunteer to file field reports for your chapter. Here are some things to keep in mind when you're planning for 2020. You don't have to worry about big national publications because CCL staff members are handling that. For your local papers, try to write on a regular monthly basis. Mention your member of Congress by name, tie your letter to something that's in the news, and praise the Energy Innovation Act in your letters. Two final topics for your 2020 chapter action plan are earned media and social media. Earned media is CCL coverage created by news reporters. For earned media, think about whether your local TV or radio station might do a segment about your chapter, or a reporter at your newspaper might write an article about your work. Plan to set aside some time to brainstorm what journalists might be interested so you can send them a press release about your activities a few times during the year. For social media, plan to keep up a steady drumbeat during the year. With the hashtag #GrassrootsClimate, share on social media a link to or a picture of all of your chapter's media coverage. Letters to the editor, op-eds, earned media, TV and radio segments, and editorials. If appropriate, mention your member of Congress by name in each of your social media posts.
For grassroots, you really want to focus on educating, recruiting, and building support. So let's talk through some of those key actions. Again, Todd's already thrown out the idea of having a bill party or a house party to really celebrate CCL or the Energy Innovation Act. Really continuing to build out a wonderful first step for new volunteers is thinking through how they can get active tabling, just to get conversant with one-on-one conversations with community events, and then really also having presentation opportunities. So let's think through a little bit more about each of these. We had a great training featuring three different CCL chapters throughout the country that have had their own house party back in December. And if you'd like to find out a little bit more about, you know, how groups have done that, some of the resources they've used or the approaches they've taken, check out just, you know, house party if you search in community. But basically, it's just a concept of inviting your friends, your group volunteers, and any other organizations that you also are allied with locally to learn more about the Energy Innovation Act. It's a great way to, you know, make it fun. You can have themes. Some people even have giving people dividend checks as they've arrived and, you know, had ways that they could station out and spend that money to find out more, or different stations, including one that, you know, has beer or, you know, some kind of snack table to converse around too. Just a great way to get people engaged in advocating for a specific policy, as well as re-engaging, you know, less active volunteers on your list. And so, you know, it can be easily a potluck. You know, same thing applies for any other event, picking a date and a venue ahead of time and asking somebody else in your chapter to take on really organizing it and setting up the invitation. But a great opportunity to really think through how you can make it fun and educational. On the tabling front, you want to make sure to think through, especially for April, where you can get active in your community, because we know no matter where you live, there's going to be a lot leading up to the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. So again, tabling is a great opportunity to practice talking about the legislation and to recruit people and engage new people that are attending those events with a sign-up sheet. We are thinking through how to get more paperless alternatives this year. We'll be doing a training, getting ready for Earth Day later on this spring. But again, we also want to think through how you can get out in your community, maybe where you haven't visited before, not just your typical farmer's market or your eco fair, but cultural festivals, Latino festivals, street fairs, you name it. There's so many opportunities you probably haven't thought of yet, and maybe some of your new chapter members have connections to, that we really want to think through how you can get out and start diversifying your outreach with that tabling efforts. And there's some great tabling trainings if you're interested on more of that. And then lastly, too, think about presentations this year. Start small. You know, maybe you've already got an active speakers bureau or presentation team locally. But if you don't yet, or even if you do, think about strategically, who are your five best organizational allies in your community? And how can you set up a chance to learn from each other? Maybe they give a 10-15-minute pitch and you give a 10-15-minute pitch at a joint meeting, and really setting up presentations for them. And then also going bigger, where you can actually think about other local clubs, connections that your members have to service groups or organizations that already are having regular meetings, and then showing up for those as well. And then also afterwards, making sure, you know, to follow up with those signups that you get from the presentations, engage them to help increase your capacity. I know that there's a lot of active work going on in the presenters action team. There's some great opportunities for a lot of different approaches and decks, and they're going to be doing some more development of that this year. And like David mentioned too, the En-ROADS tool, this whole climate simulator that you can follow along and, you know, find in the community, but also get trained on how to use and really highlight all of these different ways that policy and different design can impact our emissions scenarios for the century ahead. That's a great opportunity to also find out how you can make it interactive and invite people to also envision the future with you, along with highlighting the power of a carbon price.
So I'm going to jump into Grasstops engagement. And we hear from our DC office that Grasstops is one of the most important levers of political will. Grasstops engagement will probably be an important part of your 2020 chapter action plan. So let's talk more about that. When pulling the Grasstops lever of political will, you'll be working with your prominent community leaders to show strong district support for the bill to Congress. So let's talk about Grasstops actions. Your chapter has only so many hours in a day, so plan to engage with just a few community leaders to start. Don't try to spread yourself too thin, because it's a pretty big investment. On your short priority list, add just the community leaders who will most impress your members of Congress. If you find that no one in your chapter has a connection to a particular community leader, replace them on your list with a community leader who you can easily meet with through your network. Plan to make your list longer during the year by adding a local elected official, large local employers, professional organizations, and other prominent local leaders, and then distill the list down to those you can reach through your networks. Enter these into the Grasstops engagement tracker so that other chapters don't approach them. When you start to engage with prominent local community leaders, refresh your memory on our five talking points about the bill at the EnergyInnovationAct.org website. When you first meet with a community leader, start with appreciation like you would in a lobby meeting, and find out where they are on climate. When appropriate, once the relationship is developed a little bit, educate the community leader about the bill and determine with them an action they can take to show strong support for the bill to their members of Congress. The action that you determine might be scheduling a personal call or a meeting with their member of Congress or a newspaper editor. The action could be co-authoring an op-ed with you for the newspaper, inviting their member of Congress to their business or a business roundtable, or speaking about climate at their chamber, professional group, Rotary, or trade association. All of your prominent local community leaders can also endorse the bill at the self-service, mobile-friendly bill endorsement website, energyinnovationact.org. If your chapter has volunteers who are interested, plan to work on getting municipal, county, state, faith, and school board resolutions supporting the bill. We talked about school board resolutions just a minute ago. All right, so now I have a screenshot of the EnergyInnovationAct.org welcome screen. Everyone who's working on grass tops can educate themselves about the bill on this website. In the upper right-hand corner, you can see how to navigate. You can see that there's five other pages, which are how it works, news, statements, supporters, and endorse the bill. After you've engaged a community leader, it's a good idea to sit down and review this website together. You can see our familiar five talking points about the bill along the bottom of the screenshot. On the How It Works page is a nice infographic that explains how the bill works that you might want to review. And on the statement page are quotes about the bill from large national organizations. When your prominent local community leaders endorse the bill, their names will appear on the supporters page. And we're up to, as of today, just over 1,300 prominent local community leaders endorsing the bill. On the next slide, we can see a screenshot of the Endorse the Bill page, where community leaders can select either I'm endorsing as an organization or I'm endorsing as a prominent individual. This page is mobile friendly, as I mentioned, so they can endorse on their smartphone. If you find that your local prominent community leader is too busy to do it themselves, they're welcome to ask a coworker or an assistant to fill out the form for them. So just a final few words about grass tops and your 2020 chapter action plan. Plan to mark one or more volunteers who like doing grass tops work as chapter Grass Tops Engagement Managers, or GEMs, in the chapter roster tool. GEMs will receive the CCL Monthly Grass Tops newsletter, invitation to monthly webinars, and will be empowered to maintain the list of potential endorsers in the Grass Tops Engagement Tracker. Also add to your 2020 chapter action plan what you will do when one of your community leaders takes an action that shows support for the bill. You can amplify those actions by posting about them on social media, and be sure to tag your member of Congress by name if appropriate.
The other cool thing that Ellie actually wanted me to highlight here tonight that's directly connected with this, we realized this guide is specifically for groups that having a very robust volunteer base, presuming that you have probably a lot of different committees or action teams already for your chapter focused on these different levers. If you are tuning in or you're aware of this training and you're a group of one at this point, don't feel like you have to do all of it. Again, we want to clarify that at first, if you are just getting up and running, this is not an expectation, not an exam that you have to pass by doing everything on the list. Just a real encouragement for you to go slow and take time to celebrate, even if you have one or two people joining you. Focus on what matters for your context. And this five levers workshop that we've highlighted here on the slide is a great opportunity if you are a group that is still growing and you'd like some support for your chapter to really think through how you could actually expand into different committees in your chapter. Ellie's got a great curriculum there and would love to coordinate with your state or regional coordinator to get that going for your group too. Don't be strangers. Todd and I's emails are there. We love getting in touch with anything after tonight that we may have spoken to but not given enough detail that you might have more questions about. So please feel free to reach out to both or either of us. Todd's email is simply todd@citizensclimate.org and mine is brett@citizensclimate.org. And I'll put a big plug in for our forums too. The wisdom of the crowds. All of you are on the front lines doing amazing leadership work. And so don't forget to share what's been working well, or if you're struggling with an area, asking other people in the forums too to really benefit from the wisdom of what we've all been learning together. So with that, we hope that you found tonight's training useful and empowering. I'm gonna unshare my screen so we can see each other's shining faces. And yeah, let's just unmute all lines. It's so good to see you all. Thank you for making time tonight, and keep up the great work out there, my friends.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.